Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Lake Show here on a Friday night. I hope you had a good week. We move into the weekend. It will be chilly. It'll feel like November. It looks like the snow will stay well away from the metro area. And then it looks like a mild week coming up, as you heard in the weather a moment ago. Not quite time to turn our thoughts to pitchers and catchers and the 2026 Major League season, but there are stuff going on with the Home Nine and the Minnesota Twins. And Bobby Nightingale covers the club for the Star Tribune online at StarTribune.com. Bobby, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Familiar name to Twins fans, LaTroya Hawkins, spent time in the TV booth in recent years, will now be on Derek Shelton's staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's something pretty cool for him. I mean, it's something, a big commitment for him. I mean, he's been a special assistant in the organization for several years now, where he's helped out at spring training. He's come in during the season and talked to relievers and given advice, but now he'll do it for 162 games instead of just popping in and out. So big time commitment for him, but he's been doing stuff with Team USA, youth teams, and so finally kind of taking that next step where he wants to be a full-time major league coach.
Yeah, and Bobby, you know as well as anyone what a grind it is, whether you're a beat writer or a coach or a manager or a player. You know, the season, if pitchers and catchers report in February, and the season is a long one. It is a grind, but the Hawk knows the deal.
Yeah, and I think it's great. He'll be able to give great advice to guys. I mean, he's pitched, I think, in the ninth most games in MLB history, a 21-year career. I'm kind of seen it all, done it all. And I remember there's still guys like Liam Hendricks, he'll still cite LaTroya Hawkins when he was a teammate of his, of stuff he does, you know, the way he prepares for games, the way he brings teams together. So, I think it'll just be a great influence. I mean, it's a guy who has a lot of playing experience, and, you know, there's so much mental part of a game. He's going to be dealing with young relievers, a bullpen that has to be rebuilt on the fly, and, you know, what better advice than a guy that's gone through it, and, you know, he's well-versed in analytics and everything else, too, but just, you know, has been in their shoes and can relate to players that way.
You know, and Bobby, that is a great point. One of the things the Twins did, you know, at the deadline is trade away the bullpen for all practical purposes. And rebuilding that bullpen is going to be extremely important if the Twins are going to be competitive at all in 26.
Yeah, and it's not going to be as dominant as it was last year,
no,
at least on paper. I mean, you're not going to be able to replace Jovan Duran and Griffin Jacks and a healthy Brock Stewart on the fly. But, you know, there's no reason why it can't be manageable. I mean, it wasn't good in the second half of last year after the deadline.
Yeah, that's for sure. Still a lot of moves to be made.
Maybe it's not the strength of your team, but you can win games that way.
Yeah, and, you know, there's still a lot of big decisions to be made. And we won't know for a while. And one of those that keeps coming up, Bobby, is, you know, ultimately will Joe Ryan be on this team or will he be traded? Came very close at the deadline, wasn't moved. And like I say, here in November, it's still way too early to tell what ultimately is going to happen there.
Yeah, it's a little early. I mean, Twins still haven't announced what they're going to do payroll-wise, which maybe is an answer in itself that it's not going to be much higher than it was at the end of last season. But, yeah, I mean, Joe Bryan's their biggest trade chip. I mean, even if they're trying to win next season, he's going to net you a position player, too, that could start right away and be an impact player. So it's one of those things. I mean, are you going to trade a little bit of starting depth for more position players if you don't feel great in the position player core? If you don't feel great about, you know, Royce Lewis taking the next step and Brooks Lee and those guys, I mean, you have to start looking at, okay, what other position players can we bring in? And, you know, if you're going to be rebuilding for a year or two, you know, it doesn't make sense to have a pitcher that could get hurt over those next 2 years instead of cashing in that trade chip. So my expectation is Joe Ryan's probably going to get traded this offseason, but we'll you know, it's still early, too early to say in terms of where he goes or, you know, how fast that happens.
You know, Bobby, did you ever get any indication along the way that Joe Ryan wanted out? I know a lot of his quotes during the season, even after the deadline, before the deadline and after the deadline, you know, did seem pretty pragmatic, you know, that it is a business and that's part of the deal. But did you ever get the sense that, hey, you know, I need to move on?
I think part of it was he thought he got traded. So yeah. There was confusion on the deadline day where, you know, he saw a fake social media account, and so he thought he was gone. So the fact that it's like, okay, you mentally prepared yourself, okay, I'm out of here, the whole team, you know, 10 players have already been traded, and then, okay, wait, you're still the one guy that's staying, and it's healthy. So I think that threw him for a loop for a while. I don't think he wants out. I think he wants to play for a contender, obviously. I think every player wants to. So, you know, if the Twins traded him to a contender, I don't think he'd complain, but it's also one of those things. I mean, he even said it at the end of the year. I mean, he thinks, you know, the Twins could win faster than people think. He's excited about the young pitchers, especially young starting pitchers that are around, and thinks, you know, if the bats get going, if they steal bases like they did at the end of the year, you know, maybe they could surprise some teams next year. But I don't think he's asking out. I just think it's one of those he thought he was traded and then got kind of thrown for a loop for a while.
Yeah. Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. The Twins did some housekeeping in the 40-man roster, and the name that really stood out was Jose Miranda. And here is a guy that, you know, at times showed so much promise, 12 hits and 12 at-bats. There aren't a lot of major leaguers in the history of the game that can say that. It is a very short list. And then at other times, just really, really struggled.
Yeah, just never clicked for him. I mean, in 2022, when he first came up, it looked like he was going to be one of those guys you could build around. I mean, he had such a nice impact. Carlos Correa was kind of hyping him up at the same time and thought of him as kind of, okay, he's going to have a future somewhere, whether it's third base, first base. You know, they could figure that part out, but he's going to hit. And then he just really didn't hit. I mean, outside of, you know, 2024, he had a nice month or two, but dealt with injuries after that and was really never quite the same. This last year was just kind of a lost year where nothing got going, whether it was in the major leagues or AAA. And, you know, the writing was on the wall when they called up all those guys in September and he wasn't on the list and never got the call in September. He's out of minor league options, so he's going to lose his spot on the 40-man roster regardless unless he's on the big league roster all season. So, he'll get a fresh start elsewhere, I'm guessing, and some other team will try to fix him. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where – Twins have to be better at developing hitters, and you know, he's a guy that broke in well and just been adjusted to staying in the big leagues.
Yeah, is there anybody else on that list that was taken off the 40-man that stood out to you?
I know that stood out. I mean, Michael Tonkin is just—he's been around a while, a reliever, but with his salary that he's going to get through arbitration, it made sense for the Twins to cut ties. And you know, it's kind of regular house cleaning right now on the 40-man roster because they do have a lot of prospects they do have to put on the 40-man roster in a few weeks where to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. So you will see a lot of prospects get added here within the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's kind of amazing the off-season news, and then before you know it, it's the winter meetings, the Twins do have the manager, Derek Shelton. That's not news, if you will. Twins fans are familiar with that. And I would assume those behind-the-scenes meetings about really what is going to be the game plan going forward. And then beyond that, I think Twins fans are wondering about who the limited partners are, what payroll is going to look like. Twins fans kind of want to know, and it may be a while before they get some answers here.
Yeah, I mean, you have the owners' meetings coming up, so maybe we'll learn the limited partners that way.
Yeah.
If they get approved by Major League Baseball at that point. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a slow process for sure in terms of learning the payroll. And I think the frustrating part is, I mean, even if payroll goes down, it's how far is it going to go down? Because, you know, last year they started at $140 million, they ended the season at $125 million. Right now they're at $90 million. So it's kind of, there's a lot of ranges they could fall into, whether, you know, you go to $110 million, it's still cutting payroll, but then you still have $20 million to spend this offseason. So I think there's a lot of levels that it could go to, but obviously until you learn the limited partners and they announce when exactly payroll is going to happen, it's hard to kind of get a grasp on it. Or are they just going to keep trading, you know, Pablo Lopez or, you know, some more big money veterans where, then you cut payroll further, and that kind of changes your outlook for the offseason, too.
Yeah, and then, Bobby, for the entire game, everyone's still basking in the glow of a great World Series won by the Dodgers in 7 games over the Blue Jays, and rightfully so. It was a great showcase. It was just a great moment for the game, but, you know, a year from now, it couldn't be, or it could be not nearly as rosy, the outlook for the game.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably looking at a lockout after the 2026 season. I mean, yeah. Rob Manfred's pretty much confirmed that's going to be the case. So, we'll see if there ends up being games lost in 2027. Obviously, there's going to be owners that are going to be pushing for a salary cap and think, you know, that the overall structure of baseball financially has to change. It's tough for the sport because, you know, you look at the TV ratings from the World Series and they couldn't be higher. I saw Game 7 was seen by more people than any World Series since 1991, and obviously there's a lot more people glued to their TV in 1991. So, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think the viewership is up. I mean, I think there's a little bit more excitement for the athleticism, the pitch clock, getting rid of defensive shifts and all that, but we'll see financially what happens.
Yeah, and you look at the payroll of the Dodgers, and then beyond that, even the payroll of the Blue Jays, they've been, you know, relatively speaking, pretty big spenders over the years. And the players, on the other hand, have said, no way is there going to be a cap. And until that gets resolved, you know, once again, we're looking a year out or even more, but there certainly are storm clouds gathering because the sense is that there are some owners, like, for instance, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and some of the other big clubs, they don't want to share that TV money. That is their advantage. The Dodgers have a huge advantage in just local TV money compared to, say, for instance, the Twins.
Yeah, and that's where their big payrolls come from. Is, you know, the Dodgers are making hundreds of millions off their TV deal each year, while the Twins are probably making, you know, they don't even have a regional TV company, so they're making probably less than $30 million a year. So that's where the big disparity comes in. Usually when you have a lockout, it's owners versus players. I mean, that's where the big fight comes in. The difference next year could be you have owners versus owners, where, you know, some owners are for a hard cap, and you have other owners who are going to look at the system and say it's fine. And obviously there has to be something where I think every World Series winner in the past 2 decades has been in the top half of the league payroll wise. But if you add a cap, I also think the Dodgers, they do so many things really well player development wise that I don't think it's just financially. Yes, they have the stars. But they also turn out their role players a lot better than a lot of other teams do. So I do think I don't think it's a catch-all that'll fix everything as a cap.
Well, yeah, and one final thought for you. You look at the Tampa Bay Rays model in general in recent years, playing in a terrible ballpark situation at the Trop in St. Petersburg. And this year at the Yankees spring training home in Tampa, you know, the Rays have found a way with the low payroll, bad ballpark situation, they have been able to compete on the field. So you know, money isn't everything. And when's the last time the Yankees won a World Series? So, you know, money isn't everything when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the Rays, and the Dodgers general manager or president is, you know, the former Rays president. So, I mean, it's they came from that system. Now they added payroll, and that's what you get. But, I mean, even the Milwaukee Brewers had a low payroll this year and had the most wins in the National League, most wins in baseball. So, you know, it's not impossible to win if you have a lower payroll. But, obviously, the margin for error is so much smaller.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. And, once again, a lot of stuff going on in the off season. For sure, and we are grateful for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So Jose Miranda moving on, Michael Tonkin moving on, and LaTroy Hawkins will join the coaching staff. And I think that's a good move. Move doesn't sell tickets, but his experience in the major leagues should certainly pay dividends in a bullpen that is going to need all the guidance they can get going forward in 2026. It is 7:20. Steven for Henry tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As the late Hawk Harrelson would say, he gone. Mark Sanchez will not return as Fox Sports analyst as the former NFL quarterback faces trial stemming from his attack on a truck driver last month in Indianapolis. a bizarre incident. I remember when all of this went down that, you know, he was in the hospital and he was stabbed. It was like, what? Whoa, what? And I've been to Indiana. I really like the downtown in Indy. It's really good. You got the Colts Stadium there. It's a really good downtown. Very, very visitor friendly. But anyway, Sanchez had been off the air since the October 4th incident at the Weston Hotel in downtown Indianapolis. I've stayed at that Weston in Indy. He confronted the truck driver before allegedly attacking and injuring him. Sanchez was stabbed in the chest and spent a week in the hospital. The trucker, who claims self-defense and has not been charged, is suing him and Fox Sports for unspecified damages. So he is out. And it's really hard to blame Fox. You know, now the trial, you're innocent until proven guilty and all of that. And he was stabbed and spent a week in the hospital. And really an ugly incident. But Fox Sports can't have that, Jonathan Lowe. I mean, you got to move on from that.
Yeah, it's not a there are so many things that don't have it as a good image, a good look, good what's the word you want to think of? The PR for Fox Sports on this occasion
lacking. You can't have the talent doing that.
No. And the drinking is one thing. The getting in the fight is another. Getting in the fight to the point where someone has to produce a weapon to defend themselves is another. It's kind of stack on top of stack on top of stack.
Well, here's the thing. For pre-Grimm, I did go for men's hoops on the road. Dave Lee was doing – it was a weird arrangement. Dave Lee was doing home games. I was doing road games for Gopher Hoops. It was wonderful. As someone who grew up listening to the great Ray Christensen call Gopher Sports, to be able to actually call some Gopher Hoops on the road and see all these Big Ten cities. Now, I will admit that when you're on the road, I want to say that I spent the whole time in my hotel room doing game prep, but I don't want to lie. And some of these towns are a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, all these big town cities are a lot of fun. I always was on my best behavior.
And that's the thing, you got to know. Road, especially road games, road visits.
Yeah.
It's what they say, even in workplaces outside of the media.
Yeah.
If you are at an event and you, or let's say you're at a conference representing your company and you go out for happy hour after a night at the conference or a day at the conference.
You need to behave yourself.
The whole thing is you still are representing your outfit, your workplace.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at, no matter what company you're in, 24/7, especially in this age of social media.
Well, yeah, and when I was doing those games for a couple of glorious years on the road, that was pre. Everybody has a phone. Everybody is on social media, so you could go out and about, and you know we would get a bite to eat and maybe visit some other spots, but you know we laid low. It was advice I got from my uncle a long time ago. You know, when you go out, be cool like Fonzie. You know, just be cool. You know, don't draw attention to yourself. And That always served me well on the road in my younger days. And like I say, great towns. Bloomington, Indiana is fantastic. And there's a restaurant in Bloomington that I love to go to. I've been there twice, Gophers Hoosiers at Assembly Hall. And there's a steakhouse, Little Zagreb. It's still there. Fantastic. I loved all the Big Ten towns. There's always something to do. 7:30 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO, the Vikings and Ravens. Some big games this week in the NFL. Some teams are off, including Jonathan's Kansas City Chiefs. But we'll get into this week, week 10 in the NFL in a moment. Here on the Lake Show, Steve in for Henry on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And my apologies to the Hawk. I may have mentioned that he passed. He hasn't. Former White Sox announcer and former major leaguer Ken Hawk Harrelson is still with us. 84. Hang in there, Hawk. And you know, at the time when it was Hawk and Wimpy calling White Sox games, didn't really like him, but as time went on, I appreciated how much of a homer he was for the White Sox. Yeah, it was good stuff. Hawk Harrelson. All right, let's move on to the NFL. Vikes Ravens Sunday noon at the Viking Stadium downtown. And the Vikes are underdogs. The Ravens come in here 3.5-point favorites. They're 3-5. Vikes 4-4. Over under 48.5. Certainly a key game as the Ravens try to become relevant again now that Lamar Jackson is healthy and they are playing better and trying to reel in the Steelers. Now, here is the good news for the Ravens. They get the Steelers twice late in the year. And I will say that division in the AFC, that is rock'em sock'em football in the AFC North. I mean, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, they don't like each other at all. But the Steelers leading the way at 5-3, the Ravens 3-5. Meanwhile, in the NFC North, Green Bay 5-2-1, Detroit 5-3. The Packers kind of riding the roller coaster, sometimes good, sometimes bad. The Lions appear to be beat up. Chicago 5-3 and the Vikes 4-4, feeling really good about their win over the Lions at Ford Field. But Jonathan Lowe, this is a challenge. And if there is a team right now on the outside looking in, is there a team that you would pick other than the Ravens to rally and make it to the postseason?
Probably not.
Yeah.
They have the most talent of the teams outside looking in. Well,
for sure.
The only other one that would be outside, technically outside looking in right now, would be Kansas City, but they're right there. They're not games back. They're right in the mix. So
yeah.
Baltimore, it's not just been that Lamar Jackson's been out. That's a huge part of it. Their defense was awful in the first half of the season. It was terrible, especially with Baltimore standards. So if the defense has started to turn the corner and turn it around, that's, I think, more important even than getting Lamar back in. Because you want to get Lamar back in, but you want to get him healthy because you know you're going to lean on him quite a bit for the offensive output. So you want to make sure that he's good to go before you even get to the point of, okay, we're going to put the load of the weight back on his shoulders.
Yeah.
The defense can help with that if they're back to being stout, if not dominant. So that's the side of the ball I'm looking at. If the Vikings can take advantage of the Ravens and the first half defense, then I think they got a decent shot to win.
I do too.
The Vikings defense has the athleticism to try to corner Lamar, put him in a box or two. So we'll see what happens with that. But the biggest thing is I think the Vikings need to take advantage of this possibly getting better Ravens D.
Yeah. And J.J. McCarthy, you know, young quarterback, has only played in three NFL games in his career. Three. One good quarter in Chicago. His second game, terrible. Then he was injured. And then, for the most part, pretty good in Detroit. I think he made enough plays. Still a young quarterback, still trying to figure it out. So there's a lot of intrigue. Huge game, though, for the Ravens as they try and come back and get relevant. I just want to look at their schedule. And they're probably going to feel really desperate coming into this game and trying to beat the Vikes. They got Minnesota at Cleveland, host the Jets, host Cincinnati, host Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati, host New England, at Green Bay, and at Pittsburgh. So once again, on that of all the teams that were bad early, I still think the Ravens are one of those that can rally and get to the playoffs. Meanwhile, for the Vikings, job one for J.J. McCarthy, in my opinion, you don't turn it over. No fumbles, no picks. Do not turn the ball over. Could be a big problem on Sunday noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Meanwhile, for the Minnesota Vikings, they're still very much in the mix. And I alluded to the fact the Lions have issues right now. The Packers have issues. The Bears probably overachieving right now. So it would be huge for the Vikings to move a game over 500 and would make the NFC North very difficult. Now, there's a couple other games I really want to get into before we run out of time. And, by the way, we'll talk high school football, high school volleyball coming up in a moment. But I think all eyes of the football world, I don't know about you, Jonathan, are going to be on the Meadowlands Sunday at noon for Browns Jets. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Browns Jets in the Meadowlands Sunday, high noon. That game on CBS. If you have a Sunday ticket, you're in business.
How many pills have you taken today? How many drugs do you own?
Yeah. Oh.
What are you talking
seriously?
About? Really? Browns and Jets?
I don't know if you saw this bit. I don't know how many YouTube videos you watch, but there is a YouTube video, and you probably go out or wherever you find these short videos. It was a kid who is maybe 16, 17 years old, and he looked to be there with older family members, dad, uncle, cousins, etc. Going to the game, you think this kid would be revved up. He looked mad and just said, yeah, I was born into this. It is one of the great Jets fan reactions of all time. I wish I had it handy because I watched it several times. It was just not an actor, just a fan in the Meadowlands going to a Jets game and just basically saying, yeah, I was born into this. I guess this is what I do. You know, I go watch the Jets take a beating 8-9 times a year here in the Meadowlands. It was beautiful.
I think that the Jets, based on that fan's frankness, they need to get him a suite for the next game. I mean, that was almost as good as Woody Johnson eviscerating his quarterback.
Yeah, it's just comical how bad they are. I think Denver, by the way, beat Las Vegas 10-7 to go to 8-2, and you know that seems a bit fraudulent. The team that's really sneaking up, I think, on everyone is the New England Patriots, and they play Tampa Bay. Bucks are favored by 2.5 at home. That is another noon tilt on Sunday. And in all seriousness, this is intriguing. Because Mike Vrabel is now the head coach. I thought he did a really good job in Tennessee, and I thought it was a mistake for the Titans to let him go. And it appears they finally have a quarterback to kind of take this franchise forward in the wake of Tom Brady's retirement back in the day. New England looks like the real deal.
Yeah, they do. And you wonder how much of it is the change at the head coach, how much of it is the maturation of the quarterback, and how much of it, and people have brought this up, is the schedule that they play, with it being a last place schedule, a last place in the division schedule.
Fair enough. You
don't play the teams that have been the strongest over time. And I believe I heard a stat. I think the record of the teams that they've beaten so far is like 371, so 37% winning percentage. So it's not that great. But Tampa will provide a test because Tampa has been a division winner the last few years. They've been a strong team the last few years, so that'll be a good test for them.
Yeah, and, you know, Drake May appears to be the real deal, and I think you do bring up a great point in taking advantage of the last place schedule. But They seem to be a reasonably good team, and at 7-2, you know, they're not far away from punching their ticket. Now, they do have the big win at Buffalo, where they were able to beat the Bills in Orchard Park 23-20. So there is a nice win on their resume, but you're right. They beat Miami, but so does everybody else. They fell to Pittsburgh in a tight one, beat Carolina, beat New Orleans, beat Tennessee, beat Cleveland, and they beat Atlanta, and they've been pretty good on the road so far. So, yeah, that one intrigues me a bit. And once again, with Kansas City Idol, you can kind of cruise into the weekend and just enjoy football.
I'll cruise into Sunday. Kansas. There's still stuff I got to watch tomorrow. There's still stuff going on for Saturday.
Yeah.
But Sunday and Monday, I can just kind of chill and see what everybody else is doing.
And by the way, college football final, the regular season already winding down in the MIAC and the Northern Sun. We'll have Big Ten. We'll have top 25 scores. College football final tomorrow. We dig into it starting at 4:30 and go until 6. Jonathan Lowe helps out with the scores. Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. Oh, we'll keep an eye on the Tommies. And then, of course, we'll get game reports, Northern Sun, MIAC, as that season winds down rapidly and they get ready for the postseason. Look like Bethel and St. John's comfortably in. Augustana, the only unbeaten in the Northern Sun, going into play tomorrow. So we'll have that for you on college football final. Quick break. We'll come back. High school football state quarterfinals continue tonight. State volleyball championship Saturday coming up tomorrow at the Wild Arena in St. Paul. And by the way, how am I doing on that? Just referring to it, Wild Arena, Timberwolves Lynx Arena, Twins Ballpark, Viking Stadium. I'm staying on track, I think.
We got to get some nicknames for these places. Get some nicknames that'll stick.
Yeah, okay. 11 minutes now in front of 8. Once again, volleyball, football, high school level coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Gopher football in the bye week. Oregon at Iowa, feature game on CBS Saturday at 2:30. Other games of intrigue. Number 2 Indiana unbeaten at winless in the Big Ten, Penn State. Those are the ones that stand out. Gophers at Oregon next week. Gophers, Ducks, that'll be a challenge. There is one tonight in the Big Ten, and that is Northwestern in L.A. to play number 19, USC. All right, state volleyball championship Saturday almost set at the volleyball tournament. And here's what we've got so far for championship Saturday. 4A, Lakeville South against Prior Lake. Lakeville South, the number 1, Prior Lake, the number 3. They will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in St. Paul. In 3A, championship is set. They will go at 6:30. Number 1 seed Marshall, number 2 Benilde St. Margaret's. That should be outstanding. The Marshall Tigers, they have been really good all year. 2A. Number 1 seed Holly awaits the winner of the Albany-Chatfield match underway right now in St. Paul. That 2A championship match tomorrow at 3, once again in St. Paul. And then finally in 1A, that championship match is set. Number 1 Mayor Lutheran against number 2 Russell Tyler Ruthen, and that'll be at 2:30 tomorrow. High school football tonight, all over the state of Minnesota, and teams trying to get to U.S. Bank Stadium, home of the Vikings, next week for the semifinals, and those will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll have some scores. Eden Prairie leading Edina 21-20 in 1-6A quarterfinal. Lakeville South upsetting Maple Grove 35-19 in another quarterfinal. And Minnetonka leading St. Michael Albertville 13-0, of course. Moorhead beat Centennial last night at Spring Lake Park High School. We've got the news and weather next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.